Valéry Coster was an artist who was extremely adept at bringing together many influences, many artistic influences. In this painting, the bouquet of flowers itself is very clearly referencing the flower painting of Dutch precedents, Dutch 17th century painters who made these kinds of extremely lush, extravagant bouquets full of beautiful specimen flowers, peonies and irises. So on the one hand, there is this reference back to the 17th century tradition, these, you know, wonderful northern still life painters. But she was also an artist that was very much steeped in modern luxury goods that were manufactured in Paris. She had actually grown up within the manufactory of the Gobelin, which was the royal seat of manufacturing not just tapestries, best known for its tapestries, but in that age also furniture and all kinds of luxury goods for the crown. Her father was a goldsmith, so she really grew up knowing that world of luxurious manufactured goods that were made for the court and for the most wealthy consumers. And you see that in the attention that she lavishes on this incredible blue porcelain vase in which the bouquet is presented. It's not just a piece of everyday porcelain. Here what we're seeing is probably Asian porcelain that's been mounted in gilt bronze mounts that would have been made in Paris. These were extremely technically sophisticated mounts that attached to the porcelain and made it into an even more luxurious object than it was. So we know that this was a real object that she would have seen, that she knew, and that she's describing because it's a modern object, it's a fashionable object, it's a luxury object, and it becomes this perfect foil for an incredible bouquet that's showing off her skill in translating the art of the past as well. Anne Valéry-Coster was a particularly interesting painter because she was one of the few, there were only four female artists who were admitted at any one time into the French Academy before the Revolution. So she occupied a very special and unusual role in the public world of the art in France in the 1770s and 80s. I think that the obvious ambition of these paintings, their importance, their scale, their luxury, is perhaps an indication of how seriously she took that public role.
To me, the scale and ambition of this painting speaks to a variety of concerns that we'll encounter throughout the exhibition, namely the ambition of flower painters to go beyond the mere replication of nature and to present themselves as creators of images on a par with that of figure painters who are considered by bodies like the Academy to be superior because their painting involved the employment of the artist's imagination. Particularly like to focus the viewer's attention first on the expensive nature of the painting as itself an exquisite object. Flower paintings, especially as exemplified by Dutch precursors such as Jan van Halsum, were traditionally collected only by the very wealthy and are usually aristocratic or royal patrons. And this is certainly the case with Valéry-Coster as well. Secondly, the skill with which this large painting is managed is incredibly striking because though it seems a very straightforward and simple composition, it is a large painting with the artist very carefully choosing where to put touches of color in order to create patterns, in order to focus our attention on the preciousness of the flowers, the preciousness of the vase, and even the luxurious nature of the marble ledge on which it's mounted. So we're looking at a hugely ambitious, complex, and also very expensive painting.